once there's no hide that I fell inside. They selling train tickets for the body ride. Over the bridge I'm coming back, but I got some beeswax on the other side. Sex, food, drink, they incentivize. Till survival ain't enough, so all jeopardizing. I wish that I could lose and just let it die, but I'm too strong to move on. All these telephones and pictures could never capture what it takes when getting out of bed is different. Every step the earth quakes.
To me, all stories are embodiments. If the story can't be embodied, then it hasn't yet become fully a story. People are really, in the end, a story, a plot line that has been delivered into the world at their birth, and a person's life is the unfolding of the inner plot line and the learning of what story is trying to live through us. So if I imagine the story as something living, then I imagine it as living through a person, and therefore the stories that are worthwhile are the embodied stories, the stories that unfold from within people. And mythology, which is the great ancestral treasury of stories, are the stories that all people can fit into, and they're actually the stories that all people can find themselves in, and finding ourselves in a myth gives us greater insight and understanding of the nature of the story that's trying to live through us. We are all part of a myth that is ongoing, and we each have an individual influence and an individual way of expressing a plot line or part of that story that we're actually all living together. Even when people think they're in different stories and not even in the same world, it turns out that we are in the story about the differences between people.